parents sent me to Seattle because the storm in Samoa.
The storm. I never had a storm.
And we, when they came, we had to, everybody had to stay in one house because all the other ones just broke down and flew away. I hated my country because the flood. There's a little island and there's a road that goes there, and it's in the middle of the the road is where the flood go through.
Where are you from?
Coahuila.
I'm from out here.
And there's a little island. Our school, they build a school there, and we live on the other side. And there's a road when it rains, and then the flood comes out. And then these men, these big, strong men, they come and carry the kids to their side where the their house.
So that they help the children to get out?
From the school side.
Were you in the school?
Yeah.
So somebody came and they carried you out of there? Mm-hmm. Wow. That
must have
been a very, very frightening experience in the flood.
It was dirty too. It was like up here to the man's. It was strong too, and
the flood water was up this high on the man.
And they're tall. There were like six of them.
Wow, and six men. And there were a lot of children.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was only the school on the little island. And there's a road that goes across the water.
A road that would go across the water to the island?
Yeah. But when it stopped raining and then the flood, it stays there. And then these workers, they blocked the flood when it stopped raining.
So did you have to stay on the island until they blocked the flood?
Yeah.
So all the children stayed on the island. Usually at the end of the day, you would go home on that road. But how many days did you stay on the island?
I don't know when it stopped. And then when the flood get bigger and it falls, nobody can't get through. And it stays in the school.
How old were you?
Five.